we have the serious issue of the defective blocks crisis that we have within County Donegal, and indeed other counties now have been affected. Also, more news is coming to the fore in relation to that. And I suppose in relation to that, it has been a really tough time for families throughout the county. A lot of people now are at the stage whereby their homes have been demolished and rebuilds have started. But there are many, many more families that are facing this crisis and this issue, and it is really devastating to any community, any family, and any county that is faced with this issue. So many things come to the fore in relation to the defective blocks, even down to testing, even down to, you know, new builds nowadays. Where do we get the blocks from? Where is the concrete, the aggregates? Have they all passed tests? You know, how quickly are we going to get remuneration? How is this all going to pan out? And we've had a number of meetings with the department in relation to this. And obviously, as time goes on, there's more and more of an understanding as to what families are going through. And the local authorities and the council themselves are there to help assist with this. They are not responsible for the money and handing out that side of things. However, they are responsible for the administration. And what we have to remember too is that the staff within Donegal County Council are in the same position themselves. Their homes are also affected by these defective blocks. So, I mean, this is going to be probably the top priority and the top issue within Donegal County Council for 2025 going forward, and indeed for a number of years yet to come. So it's up to the council, the local authority, obviously the council, the employees and the department to really now focus on how to streamline this as quickly as possible to ensure that once a person logs on to say and that they are aware now that they have this issue, that they are treated as quickly as possible and as painless as possible. Because obviously this is something that affects families, both their mental health and obviously their purse, because this is not an easy thing to have anyone to adjust to. So that would be one of the major issues, I suppose, throughout the whole county, and something, as I say, that we need to be really streamlining and focusing on and giving every effort to ensure that this happens as smoothly as possible for the affected families.
So, Councillor, sounds like, yeah, that obviously, look, there's a number of issues that are felt on a national level as well that are also in Donegal, such as, you know, healthcare and housing, and I'm sure those issues mm-hmm. are going to be addressed too, but you certainly want to kick on a lot more with this redress schemes and really kind of address that issue as much and as wholly as you possibly can.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, obviously the knock-on effects from that too is everybody, every county in the country is affected by the lack of housing. And I mean, obviously, this is a double whammy here because we also have this defective blocks. But I mean, obviously, we need to be building more social housing much more quickly than we have been. We also need to be able to be building affordable housing. And unfortunately, in Donegal County and the way that the system is set up at the moment, the only eligible town in the county of Donegal that may be eligible to do affordable housing is Letterkenny for its population. So that is something that is going to need to change at department level, because obviously not every town can be the size of Letterkenny, and yet in all there are so many people that need affordable housing. So between that, and I suppose the other thing would be a huge issue going forward is going to be the small businesses and the help that they are going to need going forward. And I mean, it's not like small businesses want to put their hands out and ask for more support, because that's not what they're about. But certainly with the VAT increase, or the VAT at the 13.5%, you know, that was at the 9%, has affected an awful lot of the small little businesses that are out there. And unfortunately, we have a problem, a serious problem that we're not thinking about into the future, is the more shopping that we do online, the more of that spend that we have online, the less shops we're going to have in our streets. And we have invested so much money in regeneration and trying to encourage people to shop local and to stay local and, you know, to support each other. But unfortunately, we have a situation whereby everything that we are buying now is online, which is closing our shops down. So we need to be very conscious of that fact, and we also need the government to give, you know, to realise that this cannot go on. And I mean, rural Ireland depends so much on tourism and depends so much on people coming into an area. And it's okay if you don't have beds, that's a terrible thing. But if you don't have places for people to eat and people to have coffees and for people to have entertainment, then people won't visit the areas. So it's very, very important that we support the small, medium enterprises in rural Ireland.